Sorry if I sound like I'm a little swollen tongued, but I'm a little swollen tongued. I had some dental work done last week, which is a result of having a CSF leak, which I've been dealing with for a few years now. And I had no idea that it affected your teeth. It affects your the roots to your teeth as well, if you have brain sag, and also affects your salivary glands, which gives you extreme dry mouth. And I know how much dry mouth would actually affect your teeth, because God created saliva as a good thing for your teeth and for good bacteria and protect it and all kind of stuff like that. So found out that I had to have some stuff done, and then they did it, and then I've got some infection, and then an ulcer is on top of the infection when they did it. So I have to put this real strong numbing medicine, you know. It's kind of like when you leave the dentist, you feel like your lips are, you know. I feel like that right now, but Lord Jesus, thank you, because you're just so good. And our soul proclaims that, the greatness of the Lord, and our spirit rejoices in God our Savior. Lord, because you are good, and that's what we can say. Amen. That word was I didn't know today was that. Today's the 15th, right? You know, I told y'all I get these timely words. It was like 1:46 a.m. I was up going to the restroom, and I knew it was, you know, one of those. My tooth was pounding, and I was like, Lord, you know, what do you do? And then Luke 1:46 says, my soul exalts the Lord. It starts off in 47, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So that's what you do, right? Psalm 36 says, his praise will continually forever be in my mouth. It doesn't say, according to my circumstances, will his praise continually be in my mouth. But his praise, and all through the Psalms, Father Brett talked about that yesterday, just when you hear us talk about it all the time, because that's really the gateway to faith, and the Lord moving in your life is thanksgiving and being able to thank him in all situations, no matter where you are, because you're thanking him for his goodness, because we know that he works all things together for good, right? We all love that verse, those who love God, but the very next one is about that he predestined us to be conformed to the image of Christ. So in everything he works to conform us into the image of Christ. Even when you have pulled teeth and infections on top of other stuff, hey man, you know. And then I think the next morning it was 8:18 or something. And, you know, usually I'll know my phone will ping or something. 8:18 is a good one, because that is Romans 8:18. For I consider the sufferings of this present time not to be compared to the glory that's to be revealed. So nothing is ever wasted. Any type of discomfort or suffering you go through just expands you for more glory, and the enemy is going to pay for what he did, right? He's just going to pay for it that much more. So he's going to pay for every tooth that's going to be taken. He's going to pay double for that, right? I was just thinking that it's just such a time we're in the body of Christ. I knew there's a word. There's a one of our bishops, Jason Epps, Bishop David Epps' son, Jason, was made a bishop. When was that, Brett? About a year ago?
A year ago in October.
Great guy. But he had posted this thing about, it was kind of supposed to be humorous and, you know, that people may think this, but in my heart, I'm going to be in Iceland watching the Northern Lights, you know. And I knew there was some, and this is how I knew it was from the Lord, because for a day and a half, it happened more than 10 times, every time that I would open Facebook, that would pop up. That would be the first thing that popped up. You know, what he said about that. I mean, it was just remarkable. How many times I open Facebook, pop up again. All right, Lord, I get it. You know, I might be slow, but I even can get this one because you've done it so many times over this many days. So what are you saying? And, you know, it's Iceland is a land of fire and ice. There are volcanoes. And huge icebergs, the biggest iceberg in Europe part. But you got this lava, you got, you know, melting the ice caps, causing all this the water to, you know, just a lot of things going on. And the Holy Spirit is, Jesus said, I'm going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire, right? So there's a fire of God moving like lava that is that's melting and melting frozenness, right? So many things in there. It's melting frozenness in people's hearts. It's shifting and moving, you know, moving glaciers. They can move, break rocks. It causes rivers to flow, you know, rivers flowing. Bishop talked about that, you know, out of Ezekiel about the ankle-deep water, the knee-deep water. Well, you know, getting on out there to where it's over your head, right? Not to settle for anything other than getting in over our heads, right? Because that's where you're going to discover that's where Jesus is. He's out there in the deep water. And so you got to get out there to experience him, right? And can be even a little scary, but those things are going on right now. The fire of God is moving, you know, revival's popping out. There's one going on at Liberty University. And I hope they don't shut it down. What's happening is those things are popping up everywhere and the enemy's trying to shut it down because men are trying to control it. You know, you can't control the fire of God if you try to, you know, because this is a fire that's not going to be controlled. The Lord is just going to really do this. And also it's a place where you see in Iceland, it's where you can see the Northern Lights, the, what's the correct name of that thing? Is, yeah, Aurora Borealis. I don't know if I could say that or not with my, something else may come out, but I better not say that word. Where you can see the Northern Lights. Basically, what's happening is where you could say where the atmosphere, upper atmosphere is touching the lower atmosphere, where heaven's touching earth, right? So heaven is touching earth now, and we're in that time of Hebrews 12 where the shaking, God is shaking things, where things that aren't of him will be shaken, and the things that are of him will remain. But we are in, definitely, guys, we are in revival. We are in revival. And revival begins here, right? It's not a place. It's not where you go. It's not someone getting you pumped up. It happens here. It's places. That's the reason I was, takes me forever to get to a place when the Lord is saying, you know, turn to a place, you know, go. I knew where he was going to speak, but getting there, I have so many, you see my Bible, so many things marked, and, you know, underlined so bad I can't even read some of it. Getting there, I'll stay there, and it just anyway, it's like a feet getting dirty thing. I can't help it. And in Colossians 3, this is where life is found. Okay. Therefore, since you have been raised up with Christ, which is true, if you're a Christian, you have been raised up with Christ because you have been crucified with Him, and you have been buried with Him, and now you have been raised up with Him, and you have been seated with Him in the heavenly places. So, since that has already happened to you, it's written, then since that's where you are, keep seeking the things above. We'll have, we call it an above life here. Keep seeking is, word means just to reach a resolution, to seek by inquiry, getting to the bottom of the matter. I mean like wholeheartedly seeking the things above, the heavenly life, where Christ is, who you are in Christ. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. And we think mind, we think, okay, set your our mind. But biblical mind, remember, is here. That word actually means your heart and all your surrounding inner organs. So from your soul, your spirit, set your affections, your innermost being, your soul, where you are in union with Christ, because not only are you seated with Him in the heavenly places, but He's also seated in you, right? He lives within us. We are, Scripture says that, you know, I was reading on my way to Colossians today, you know, 1 Corinthians 3, do you not know that you're a temple of God and you sanctuary the very presence of God within you, you know, and you're holy. That's who you are. You're what He is. So as we continue to set all of my affections, not on the things of earth, but above things, heavenly things, continually seek those. And as you do, God will continually give you an upgraded lens change. Right? Because you're always getting a lens change. Lens change means you're seeing things from His perspective. And if you continually seek things above, then you'll constantly have an upgrade. You'll constantly be upgrading. Like all three of you have glasses on. So anyone who wears glasses know that you're not where you started with glasses, right? Where you started when you go, you're upgraded to... You need these better glasses to see better, right? We're praying for a bunch of people. Just a real quick story. And first time I went to Africa, to Kenya, to Meto, actually I was there when Alan and Avery made their first trip, you know, and then when they started Integrity Worldwide, I was able to be on that trip with them. That was so much fun being with the Maasai people. And we went around to different spots, but then we went to the Kikuyu people, and we're in the little first time that we were inside a building, but we had a bunch of reading glasses, and there were so many people there that wanted prayer because they couldn't read their Bibles anymore. And Meg Truman and I prayed for all these people. I bet probably 20 or 30 of them, and they all could read. They couldn't see their Bible. We prayed for them. They could see their Bible. They could read it, but they still wanted the glasses because, you know, they're very poor over there and they don't, get much stuff, so we'd give them that too, you know. But it was amazing. I mean, just, I can't read it. Pray for them. I can read my Bible, but can I still have a pair of glasses? Absolutely. So it's like that. For you have died. You know, I was thinking about that. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ and God. Hidden meaning, like hiding Easter eggs. You hide Easter eggs so they can be found, right? You don't hide Easter eggs or anything like that so they can't be found. You hide things so they can be found to the seekers, right? Because you got to go find it. You got to seek it out. You got to look for it. But you've died. Remember we talked about that we've died with Christ. He died for me, as me. He died for sin, as sin, to sin. But he died for me, as me. So not only was my flesh crucified and buried, but everything, my will also. My will was crucified. When it says I have died, that means all of me. You know that song, All of Me? Why not take all of me? I like that song. I like Willie Nelson's version of it. Why not take all of me? That's the only way it works, is all of you. Because Jesus said that. Anyone who wishes to come up after me must take up his cross. If anyone does not die, you know, it's an upside down world. To live, you got to die. You want to live, then die. And he says that over and over. We don't seem to preach that gospel anymore, that to follow Christ or come in the kingdom, and Jesus would say, anyone who wishes to come after me must take up his cross and die. Because if you wish to save your life, you know, on this earth, you're never going to find it. But if you lose it for my sake, then you're going to find it. If you've died, you're dead, right? And your only really life now, aliveness, is with God in Christ. So we're just passing through. So why would I want to invest any more time into this world or anything it has to offer? Not that God doesn't have the good things for us to enjoy, right? If you have died in your life, your new creation is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our very life, is revealed, then you will be revealed. We've died off, right? Revealed just means illumined, right? Manifest, become visible, but also to become graspable, right? Not anything that you can see from afar, but it's something that you can grab. When Christ is revealed. So I love how that sequences out, because I have died, my life is hidden. So as I'm with all my innermost being, I'm seeking the above, I'm seeking Him. Then what happens is He is revealed, and as He's revealed, I'm revealed. Because I'm the new creation. I'm in union with Christ, right? As He is, Scripture says, so also are we in this world. As we see Him, we can't become like Him until we encounter Him and He is revealed. Then we will be revealed. the new creation will come forth. And that's what inner healing is all about. I'm going to do some podcasts on really all hearing and everything on teaching about inner healing is nothing more than bringing a person from a place of living in maybe any place in their flesh to living as the new creation in Christ. Real simple. It's just removing barriers that keep us from living out the new creation in Christ, and some how-tos on that. But when he is revealed, you will be revealed with him in glory, in all his glory, his beauty, who you really are. And then we don't have any time. And then it goes on, consider yourself dead to all these things, but now you're alive to all this. You're alive to this, put on this heart of you're holy and beloved, you're heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, all the bearing with one another, forgive, all this fruit of God. We're going to have to stop there. Always run late. But, beloved, since you all have been raised up with Christ, when you said yes to the gospel, and you were seated in the heavenly places, like that's not way up there past Pluto or anything, that's here. Heaven is here. Jesus said the kingdom of God is here, and it's in you and out, it's around us, right? Seeking Jesus with all your heart, set all of your affections, all of your soul that God put back in there that Adam lost when he came in this, right? Set all that on him. And you know what? You're going to find him because he's going to let you find him. And when you find him, you're going to discover who you are in Christ and what the new creation is all about. And you're going to experience the emotions and the feelings and the life that Adam experienced before the fall. All the healthy emotions, joy, peace. Love, joy, peace, patience. You know, that goes through the door. I mean, God, for eternity, we're going to be encountering who he is. Go for broke, man. Like that song, Convoy, you know. Go for broke, man. Put the pedal to the metal and go for broke. With 11, was it long? Haired hippies and a Jesus-loving people, right? And a chartreuse microbus, you know? And that's good. Because if you want to be radical, that's what it may look like. So, all right, Brett, I've taken up. Continue. The soul of the diligence made fat. Fatness breaks the yoke, right? Run after him with all your heart.